So if you like the weather, you're in luck, because one of the rainiest spots in the country lies just to the west of the Puget Sound. I'm talking about the Ho Rainforest on the Olympic Peninsula, which gets something like 12 or 13 feet of rain every year. And if you've never been there, the result is otherworldly.
It has so much moss, way more moss than usual.
The planet made of moss.
Those are my rugrats again, running around this real-life enchanted forest. You know, it's all towering trees and lush mats of moss and branches hung with these long draperies of green. It's wild. And it was really cool to see this rainy wonderland through a kid's eyes. Here is just a little snippet that demonstrates the power that this wet wonderland holds over a child. It even overcame my son's sweet tooth.
You know, I'm always waiting for M&M zones.
Yes?
Right now, I can wait, because it's just too beautiful here.
So I got to explain that usually when we're hiking, we bribe you with M&Ms in order to get you to keep going. But today, it's so nice here that you're not even thinking about the candy?
Yeah. It's so fun. Because there's, like, trees that are, like, perfect for me climbing.
This place is so beautiful, it's even enchanted this six-year-old.
Why are we running?
And the reason for all that is the rain. So I wanted to know how all that water shapes this landscape. And I put that question to Ranger John Preston. He's the lead interpretive officer at the Olympic National Park and a guru on the temperate rainforest.
Well, all living things need water. It is that magical solvent that transports all the nutrients we need through our bodies. It doesn't matter whether you're a tree or a salmon or a human being. Water is essential for those life processes. And it gives everybody time to just crank out some impressive growth rates, creating an ecosystem that has the highest biomass in the world, highest mass of living and previously living matter. It is densely packed with vegetation, and the vegetation reaches proportions that are awe-inspiring and humbling. Like that Sitka spruce we were just looking at. Just massive trees that grow rapidly. This forest beats all forests on the planet in terms of surface area. Every thread of moss is a surface on which some animal can live. And every layer of moss is packed with them. And they live upon the backs of their dead ancestors. It creates arboreal soil at the base of the moss layer. The trees, instead of just putting roots out into the ground, put roots out into the moss layer and derive nutrients from that, because nobody's going to let anything go to waste.
So let's talk about that moss for a second, because that's one of the most visually striking things when you just walk in here off the street. You know, you see all this moss hanging around and piled high, and I mean, it's just really amazing. How important is it in the ecosystem overall, and how does it make this place different than other kinds of forests?
Well, let's take a walk over here and see if we can just get our hands on a big, thick moss mat. So, smell that, Gabriel. It smells just like turning soil over into your garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at this big handful of it. It is about a 40-year accumulation of moss.
Just in your hand. I mean, it looks like a planty wig, that what you're holding in your hand.
Right, right. It looks like a toupee. And so moss acts as a big, huge filter for raindrops. Now, raindrop coalesces around a particle of dust, a microscopic particle of dust. And when it hits this moss layer this thick, that water percolates down, but the dust stays. The moss filters it out. And gradually, that dust works its way to the bottom, creating a layer of mineral soil. And it gets populated by all these arthropods, tiny arthropods like mites, a lot of nematodes in here, and you know, any number of creatures that live their entire lives in here, including a lot of tiny spiders in this forest. Mm. I mean, bazillions of them. They die here, and they are made up of potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen, creating a layer of organic soil. And that's when the trees can really derive nutrients from it. We have this kind of song. Do you want to hear a song?
Of course I want to hear a song.
Okay. The itsy bitsy spider moved into the moss. Along came a mosquito and landed on that moss. Then the spider ran out, sunk its fangs into its secreted digestive juices, and sucked its brains out. And so you have all this predation, And the stuff is, you know, all those nutrients are going down to the bottom. It becomes a whole layer of soil that doesn't exist in other forests.
So you've got this stuff over a huge percentage of this forest that is just a whole kind of envelope of life that doesn't exist in a lot of other places.
Right. If you think of other forests as kind of like these maybe double-level suburban places, this one is a metropolis of skyscrapers with, you know, multiple condos that go clear up, you know, 75 meters into the sky. I mean, it's an amazing place. All kinds of habitat, all kinds of surfaces on which to live.
So here we are in one of the wettest landscapes in North America, or at least in the lower 48, that's for sure. I just wonder how you feel about rain these days.
Well, I get phone calls. I answer the phone all the time. Questions from visitors coming out here. And they say they want to come out here when it's nice. And if you like it, shiny, clean, pristine, fresh. I don't know. January's pretty nice to me. I love the rain. I love the sound it makes. It means that one basic component of life is available to me. I'm not crawling across some dry desert looking for water. That it's close to me gives me comfort. Being around a multitude of different kinds of living things also brings me great joy and comfort. Yeah, this place has tremendous meaning to me that way, and I think that's why thousands and thousands of people come here. Maybe to experience that, get a piece of it, to taste it.
John Preston, who mans the wettest ranger station in the lower 48 here at the Hoh Rainforest, thank you for showing us around your very moist world.
Thank you, Gabriel. This is a lot of fun.
Hi, guys. What have you been doing?
Walking.
Getting wet?
Yeah.
Cool.